Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Turn Evangelism podcast with T.S. Myers. Our prayer is that this message impacts your life. If it does, let us know by going to turnevangelism.com/connect and let us know how God used this message to influence you. If you would like to follow our ministry, we would love for you to go to turnevangelism.com and check us out.
Well, here we are, the last night of DNOW. I'm so glad you guys brought us in. And it's been a pleasure to be able to serve alongside of you and to bring the word to you. Yesterday, we talked about stopping and listening to the Lord. What it means to stop, to be able to let God work in our life. We went over Psalm 46 yesterday. We also went over a few other passages. We talked about how we are to come before God first to minister to Him. And in order to do that, we need to open up our ears and we need to listen to Him. But that requires stopping. It requires looking to Jesus. And finally, tonight, we're going to be talking about what it means to listen to Him. To listen to Jesus. No matter what we're going through, what it means to listen to Him. And the question I have is, will you listen to Him? Are you listening? Are you listening to Him? In Revelation, if you go through the book, a number of times Jesus says, he who has an ear, let him hear. And He's calling out to His church to hear what He has to say, to listen to Him. And do you think that when Jesus says, he who has an ear, let him hear, He just simply means all I want you to do is open up your ears? Is that what He means? When your mom comes into your room and says, I want you to clean your room, and then she leaves and you don't clean your room, and she comes back later on that evening and says, you're not listening to me, does she really mean that you didn't audibly hear her? What does she mean? What does she mean? What does she mean right here? That you didn't clean your room. That's exactly right. In the Bible, Jesus calls you and He says, he who has an ear, let him hear. And He's calling some of you to listen to Him. And to listen is not merely to hear something, it's to hear something and to put it into practice. To hear something and put it into practice. Another passage in James chapter 1. James, the brother of Jesus, he says, do not merely be hearers of the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. We have to do more than just hear with our ears. We need to put it into action. And the listening that we're going to be talking about today is more than just listening with your ears. It's listening like your mom wants you to listen when she says, clean your room. It's listening like your Jesus wants you to listen when He says, he who has an ear, let him hear. This is the type of listening we're going to be going over today when we stop, when we look, and finally tonight, when we listen to what God wants us to do. Now, here's the problem that we all go through, and this is just a common theme of humanity, is we all will go through hard times, right? You're going to go through really tough times. And if you haven't gone through them already, and we all have, we all went through COVID, right? That's something we all experienced together. But we're all going to go through hard times. If you haven't been through something that you felt like was really hard, don't worry, it's coming. It's part of being human. We all go through hard times, and in these hard times, without Jesus, we get tired. We get tired. And when we get tired, guess what happens? We don't listen anymore. We stop listening. We just want to give up. We want to escape. Trust me, I teach high school Bible, okay? And the other day, I had my kids come into class with me, my 11th graders. And they were just dead. They did not want to be there that morning. It's their first period class. They had to wake up early. They're sitting down in those seats, okay? And they didn't want to be there. And I'm like, what's going on, guys? And one of the students in the class actually told me, I just don't want to be here right now. And I'm like, well, thanks, man. That's why he wasn't listening. He didn't want to be there. He was tired. And when we get tired, we stop listening. But you're going to be tested. And in trying times, the world's going to have a solution that I want to urge you to avoid, to stay away from. There's a few solutions that the world's going to give you, and one of them might be when you're tired, you should snap at people. Be irritable, get angry, so that way people get away from you and you can take your own breaks. Maybe it's sleep some more. You know what? I had a lot of things to do today, but you know what I did instead? What did I do, guys? I took a nap, right? You guys have seen the reels. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, good. Some of you guys don't have TikTok or Instagram. I'm. That's okay. Don't get sucked into it, okay? Some of you guys want to escape. And so you play video games and you blow off steam that way. You might say, I don't want to deal with it right now in the circumstance. And I think this is a general default of the human heart, is we get tired and we just want to detox. We want to get away. We don't want to deal with anything else. We want to put it out of our mind. We want a break. But God has a different solution than just escaping. God's solution is something that I think is much more valuable than this. God offers you a different kind of rest if you rest in Him, if you find Him to be your fortress, like we talked about yesterday when we talked about Psalm 46. He offers you to come into a rest where even though you can go through outward turmoil, He promises you inward peace. Now, the world can offer you outward peace. It could say if you work really hard, you might be able to get enough money to buy a nice house. And that money that you have can act like a moat around your house and make you feel all secure, but it cannot guarantee you inward peace. But God, He can guarantee you inward peace, but He might ask you to do something. He might ask you, and then oftentimes He will ask you to suffer for Him just a little bit. In fact, if you read Philippians chapter 1, even though Jesus calls you into His rest, Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, that it's appointed not only for you to believe in the name of Jesus, but also to suffer for Him. But don't worry. The scripture says that even though you might suffer for a little bit, you can have peace in the midst of your suffering. The kind of rest God has to offer you is not an outward rest. It's an inward rest. It's a rest for your soul. It's a rest for your heart, so that even though you're in the worst circumstance, you can know that you possess nothing, yet you possess everything. You don't have any material possessions, but you're okay because you have enough because you have Jesus. This is the rest that God has for you. And if Jesus is your everything and everything is enough for you, you can go through anything and be fine. God's solution is different than the world's solution. God's solution is located in the deep waters of your heart. I read a biography about Oswald Chambers. He's an old preacher, written some really good stuff, one of the most famous devotionals of all time, My Atmosphere's Highest. And in the biography, he's traveling across the Atlantic Ocean to go preach in America. And as he's there, he's looking at the waves of the sea. And he talks about, in this biography, the author recounts this experience that Oswald Chambers had looking at the water. And he saw the circumstances of life. He saw them as the waves of the sea, like the froth on the surface of the ocean. They come and they go, right? This is the happenstance of life. The things that come and they go and they come and they go. And this is where most people live their lives. But he made an interesting observation I want us to hold on to. And I think it's an illustration that we should hold on to deep in our hearts. He talks about how he saw his life hidden with God. And his life hidden with God was like living in the deep waters. So even though all this stuff is going on the surface, because he's living in the deep waters, regardless of what goes on the surface, he has peace in the midst of those things. And I really like this illustration because this shows you that even though craziness might happen on the surface of your life, you can have peace in the midst of any situation. When you rest in God and you abide in Him, He is in the deep waters and He is not letting you go. So when I read the scriptures and I see how the joy of the Lord is our strength, and I see Paul saying in the midst of a jailhouse in Philippians chapter 4, he says in verse 4, to rejoice in the Lord always, I will say it again, rejoice. And he says, let your gentleness be evident to all, right? How is he saying to rejoice in terrible circumstances? Because joy is found in the deep waters. Joy is in the deep waters of your heart. that no matter what happens in your life, you can experience the joy of the Lord. There's inappropriate times for you to be happy. I don't want you to be happy at your friend's funeral one day. That would be inappropriate. But that's happiness is on the surface. It comes and it goes. In fact, the English word for happiness is based on the word, or the root word hap, which means chance. You get other words like happenstance or happenings, right, from the same word. And all of it, what I want you to see when you think happiness is, it's the froth on the surface. It comes and it goes. It's good. I want you to be happy. That's fine. But joy is something deeper than this. It's found in the deep waters of your heart, and it's offered to anyone who calls himself or wants to call themselves a follower of Christ. And if you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you have the Spirit of God living in you, you have the joy of the Lord in you just because He's in you. You can choose to live on the surface of your life, or you can live in those deep waters where the joy of the Lord is, that even though something terrible might happen in your life, you can be okay. Yes, there's inappropriate times for you to be happy, but there is never an inappropriate time for you to have joy. To let the joy of the Lord sustain you and to be your strength as you abide in Him. In order to abide in God, He asks you to actually remember and to listen to what He said. In fact, what God is calling you to do is abide. And so when God is calling you to obedience, what He's actually asking you to do is to abide. So to obey is to abide in Christ. And the more you abide in Him and you stay in the deep waters and you see the happenings of life come and go, the more you see how good and faithful your God is, how He upholds you no matter what situation, the more you go into rest the rest of your life, even in the worst situations. Imagine yourself as a pillar in the ocean, and maybe you see a big wave coming. You think, oh, this is a big one. It's going to take me out. And the first time you see that your God upholds you and the wave passes over you and the trial is behind you and you're like, okay, I got through that one. And then another wave comes and another wave comes and another wave comes, but you're still standing. After the 100th wave, you're like, I can take this, right? I'll be okay. The strength you have in the Lord is strong. And when you go through many trials, you start to see that in the midst of these things, God sustains you. But here's the thing that we don't like to hear. We're going to go through trials and God's going to let you go through them. If you have your Bibles, I want you to open up with me to Hebrews chapter 12. In Hebrews chapter 12, the writer of Hebrews is going to be talking about hard times that these people are going to be going through. In fact, the book of Hebrews is addressed to a people who are being tempted to settle down, slow down in their Christian walk, and potentially even they're in danger of falling away from the faith. And so the writer of Hebrews is writing this book to help them to see that they cannot fall away from the faith. They need to persevere. They need to keep on going. And he says, you're going to have hard times still. And he's real with them. And I want to be real with you. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are going to have hard times. But I'm calling you to abide in the deep waters. In the unchanging nature of God. In the deep waters where God sustains you with His hand. And as you do, you'll see as the waves crash over you that you are still standing because God is your strength. The Lord is with you, and He is your fortress. And He commands all the nations around you eventually to be still and to stop. That is your God, and you can rest in Him as well.
Did this message draw you closer to God, or did you trust Christ as your Lord and Savior today? We want to hear about it. Let us know by going to turnevangelism.com/connect and fill out the form at the bottom of the page and tell us what God did in your life through this message. Also, if you would like to bring T.S. Myers out to do ministry with your church or organization, send us a message on our website, turnevangelism.com. Thank you for joining us for this message from Turn Evangelism with T.S. Myers.